Corporate radio and corporate music labels are killing music and destroying innovation, all for the sake of profits.
Our culture continues to die in the process, and someday we may not know what music is supposed to sound like.
Here is the one true solution. Bands from all over the world send us their music and we play it. Free from the clutches of profit-lusting corporations.
Join us as we share creativity and save music together on
KillRadio.org.
Turn off your radio and turn on Kill Radio.
Turn off your radio and turn on Kill Radio.
Turn off your radio and turn on Kill Radio.
We'll be right back. That was professional.
Always the professional.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Caldwell.
And John Hirschfeld.
On here, killradio.org.
Thanks, John. What did we just hear? Oh, wait. That's
your job.
That's my
tell
gig.
Us.
That's my gig on this one. That was Tadashi Goto out of Japan, a track called The Deepest Depression. His MySpace page is myspace.com, and then his last name first name last, Goto Tadashi, GOTOTADASHI. Again, GOTOTADASHI. That track was The Deepest Depression.
I love it when we get international music. It's fun.
Yeah, when it's good.
Yeah.
I'm just joking. That's not what this show's about. That's the wonderful thing about this show. It doesn't matter.
Except that this usually is good. We've been quite fortunate. I mean, we're about to celebrate, well, I don't know if celebrate is the right word, but we're about to commemorate 2 years of doing
Here.
Yeah,
I think that's next week.
Of people submitting music, of every person who submitted music to killradio.org, whether they submitted it to Hear Here or the old Robin Torres or just took a chance and submitted it to Kill Radio and
blindly.
See if it landed. Every person who submitted in the past 2 years has been played on this show.
Yep.
It's pretty awesome. And so
that was the whole reason you started the show in the first place.
Had
the idea, but I sat on it and didn't do jack shit, and you had the idea, and then you decided to do something to fuck about it, and that's what made this happen.
But it wouldn't have been any good if I didn't have you to mock and humiliate me on a constant basis. Without your anti-Semitism, this show could not go on.
Oh, my God. Speaking of anti-Semitism, no. No, but actually, I think I told you the story. You know, one of my jobs I do is as a member
for the Anti-Defamation League.
Yeah,
right?
I work on behalf of these big, huge nonprofits, and one of them is the Anti-Defamation League. And I probably shouldn't be saying this on.
Well, let me just say, as a member of the tribe, those guys are crazy. Crazy.
No, they're not crazy. They're assholes. They're the meanest people. They don't want to
talk. Don't defame them.
I can't help it.
Because they'll kick
and
your ass.
And the script that I have to say, I can say about 3 sentences of it. Because the rest of it is all this, like, how Israel's getting hated and victimized and all this unfairness to Israel stuff, which I think is more of a two-way street than that. But it doesn't matter. You know, my job is to make sure that that organization is able to do what it continues to do, which is stop anti-Semitism in the world and maintain equality in the world and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to grin and bear it, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's the problem with organizations in general. Is they may sound like a good idea and they may do good work, but it's like all or nothing with so many of them, you know?
And that's the challenge with people.
You know, I was going through Obama's passport file the other day, and there's some really interesting shit in there. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Hmm.
Let's go to music.
And real quick, I cut you off. I think what you were gonna also say with the today is kind of the year anniversary
of the Hear Hear benefits.
That we've been doing these live events downtown at Lost Souls Cafe as fundraisers for killradio.org. And tonight we have basically it's not only our 12th one because we didn't do one in August, but it's basically our 11th one, but it's technically happening basically the year's anniversary of doing it. Who are the bands that we're seeing tonight, John, our performance tonight?
Tonight we have Don Shipley and Johanovich von Woken and Shane Hunter and John West.
John West is tonight?
John West is tonight. Oh. Yeah, he was.
I've had a weird crush on him since the beginning because he's so
a good-looking man.
And I see his photo all over the place.
Sing.
Oh, now you can announce him. He has been getting some. He's been playing at some places.
He's the type
seen him
to
in the
sell
LA
out
Weekly.
Here
yeah.
and there, and yeah, and to sell out. You know the.
Did he just play
all the tickets?
Last night
he just played a big show at the Roxy, and he plays like the Hotel Cafe circuit, and he tours a lot. Anyway, so he's going to do us the favor to drop by and play a few songs for us tonight.
I'm going to dress up now.
Which is exciting. And it's gonna be a great show because we're starting off early. Like the music will be live by like 7:40 or so, and we'll get some country music to start us off, and then we'll get some like cool psychedelic experimental indie stuff.
Cool.
And then some incredible hip hop from Shane Hunter, and then we'll close off the night with the very chill, very suave tunes of John West. Which we'll play today on the show. I'm only going to play artists who we're putting on tonight.
Cool.
This is all, of course, to raise funds for killradio.org so that we can maintain our studio space and upkeep our equipment and all sorts of other things that I'm saying that is sort of almost true enough for you to drop $5 our way.
And so you'll be today on the show, you'll be playing all the bands that are going to be playing tonight.
Yeah.
And then I'll be playing submissions just so there's no confusion to anyone. There's still a lot of submissions that I have to share today that we got from it's a nice international selection day. Lately, we've been so Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles. We haven't had much of our friends from around the globe, so we got that too.
And I want to say before I forget, I want to give a shout out to Rich Ferguson, who initially submitted to Hear Hear many, many, many months ago. He's a spoken word artist. I recently had him on Is Good, and he gave an amazing performance and interview. And we were talking about the Kill Radio benefits and Lost Souls and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't make it tonight, but he preemptively sent his cover charge our way.
What?
As if he would have been there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, which I thought was really nice. So I wanted to thank him for donating to Kill Radio. And hopefully if we have some time today, I'll play his music at the end of the show as well.
Good. Well, why don't we go to music? Because we're sounding really professional today. Like, we're sounding like a almost like a regular radio station. And I don't know why. So we should go to music.
And balls. Is that better?
Stupid.
All right. Actually, I just got a call from Chase Frank, the awesome Chase Frank. I'll check my voicemail while we're playing.
Thanks for sharing
gonna play,
that, John.
So I'm going to play Dawn Shipley. She should be in South by Southwest right now, so we'll see what's up with that. Dawn Shipley and the Sharpshooters. Dawn Shipley's going to perform for us tonight, a little acoustic set. She's going to be the first one up at 7:40 tonight at Lost Souls Cafe. We'll give you the address and all the other information in a little bit. Anyway, here you go. This is Dawn Shipley and the Sharpshooters on Hear Hear on killradio.org.
come dance with me. I'll let you buy me a drink for old time's sake. And no use to be pretend we've never met as we dance across.
Unverbach on here, killradio.org. Kill Radio is all submission, only submission show, and that was the music of Dawn Shipley of Dawn Shipley and the Sharpshooters, and she's going to be performing tonight at Lost Souls Cafe for our monthly Kill Radio fundraising show, tonight being Friday, March 21st, just in case you're listening to an archived version of the show. Lost Souls is 124 West 4th Street, downtown LA, across the street from Bar 107 at Main, and we're going to be starting at about 7:30, so the place is only open till 10. So come by, get a coffee. You're gonna hear some great music and support nonprofit, anti-corporate, independent internet radio. And then, you know, go across the street and get blitzed at Bar 107.
Right.
Start a fight or something.
Yeah, and also, you know, you and I will be signing autographs and giving away T-shirts, and also the Kill Radio. The Kill Radio Everclear girls are going to be there giving out shots of Everclear and stuff, too. So,
yes.
And you can get your photos taken with them.
And there'll be free fluffing in the back. But I know you're kidding about the giving away free shirts, but I submit to you that I will give away free shirts. If you come to the benefit tonight and you donate $5, I'll give you a Kill Radio T-shirt.
It may not fit.
It may be. Yeah,
it may
maybe
not
a
be the
girl's,
right size.
Maybe a girl's small. But
we just have like mediums left or something, I think.
Well, you come and you pay your cover charge, I will give you a Kill Radio T-shirt.
I won't. I'll be doing the free fluffing
in
the back.
Don't ask for Mark unless you want to
get
fluffed.
I'll be doing the free fluffing in the back that actually turns out where you have to pay me afterwards.
I think, yeah, that's how we met
works.
And started doing the show.
Oh, right.
Actually. Yeah.
First Shannon, and then she wanted you to join in. So
yeah, good times. Good times. So back to music?
Yeah, why not? This is an artist out of Helsinki, Finland. We haven't had anything from Finland in a while. This is a
Helsinki. It's pronounced Helsinki.
No, it's not, is it?
No, it's not.
Thanks so much, John. The band's called Karoshi Lovers. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/ Karoshi Lovers, KaroShiLoveres. KaroShiLoveres. We're going to hear two tracks from them, Down in the Ice Pit and also Hold Tight. This is music that you're hearing submitted all the way from Finland on killradio.org's Here with Mark and John.
Meow.
Down in the ice pit, a band of ragamuffins do a shot of heroin. With lots of cheat and chatter matters, hilariously bloody serious. Down in the ice pit, they repose a toast, sweet dog skull, and down it goes. Dead frozen down in the ice pit. Dead frozen down in the ice pit. A band of ragamuffins drink blood in the row from a dead dog's head. The skin sticks to a frozen iron, so you have to pull a little jerk. Band of ragamuffins drink blood in the raw from a dead dog's head. The skin sticks to a frozen iron, so you have to pull a little jerk.
thoroughness. Down in the ice pit they propose a toast with dog skull, and down it goes. Just skin yourself alive, this to be done with intense care and thoroughness.
Okay, it says there's 55 seconds more in the song, but
boy, longest fade out ever.
It looks like it's going to end quickly, and if anything, we may not be a traditional internet.
Call Guinness.
We may not be an traditional internet radio station, but we don't like dead air either.
It's still fading out.
Yeah.
Let's slowly feed ourselves in.
See? There it is.
It's still That's awesome.
So this is the Crochet Lovers.
Shh, it's still fading out.
I'm sorry. Oh, wait. This is my favorite part.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now we can come in.
Okay. So this is the Crochet Lovers. That last track was Hold Tight. Before that, we heard Down in the Ice Pit. And they're out of Helsinki, Finland. MySpace.com/Crochet Lovers. And that was nice.
It's really like atmospheric stuff, you know? It's kind of like puts you in this very cyberspacey kind of world.
Well, I did like what it kind of was in the... Like, that sound was really cool. It kind of was... I would like to hear that live. I don't know. It's weird. Normally...
You should be in radio, Mark, because you've got skills.
Because your face is...
you've got a great face
for
radio.
Your face is challenging for television.
Just tighten up. We just need you to tighten up a little bit. Yeah, good times. Good times. Here on killradio.org, where we play submitted music.
Yes.
And...
That's the thing about the show. Bands from all over the world, as you can see, send us their music, and we play it... really, whether we like it or not, we throw judgment out the window and we play it. And the most amazing thing of all is the majority of the music that we do play, that we do get submitted, I should say, or that does get submitted to us, deserves to be on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we're blessed in that way. But it just shows how corporate radio sucks.
Corporate radio does suck.
And the music industry sucks.
Music industry sucks.
And it's killing culture and music. John, what does your shirt mean?
Feedback Art. This is an electronic musician. He gave me a shirt. I was at his show. He was like, "Hey man, want a shirt?" So I was doing laundry today. This is an extra extra large, so I don't normally wear like the baggy clothes you see me in today. But today was laundry day. I'm not even exaggerating. I did 11 loads of laundry this morning before I came to the show.
What time did you get up? 4?
I got up at like 7.
God.
Yeah. Because I hate doing laundry, so I just let it build up and build up. I've actually on more than one occasion bought underwear just for the purpose of being able to delay the need to go to the laundromat. Because all I needed was underwear. I had plenty of T-shirts. You know, when you're in the music industry, you know, you get tons of T-shirts.
Yeah.
So all I needed was clean underwear. And it ultimately would have cost me less aggravation and time to go to Target and buy underwear than would have to do laundry.
Right. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Isn't that a great story?
It's great radio right now.
So I don't understand when they ask people things like boxers or briefs. Doesn't everybody wear boxer briefs?
No, a lot of people wear just boxers.
Still?
Boyle Heights, that's all they sell.
Really?
When I lived over in Boyle Heights, all the liquor stores sell just boxers. They didn't sell any of the brief kind of shit.
Oh. I need something to hold my ginormous balls in.
Right, because I keep tripping over them.
Exactly.
Or stepping on them, which is not fun.
Let's go back to music. We have a benefit tonight for killradio.org and also for our own amusement at Lost Souls Cafe. 124 West 4th Street, downtown.
We sit there bemused.
If you go to lostsouls.com, you can get a map and directions and all that stuff. Or just go downtown and ask a homeless person. That's what I would do.
Because they all perform at the open mics that Lost Souls have. So
they often do.
They'll know where it is.
No, that's true. I was there on Wednesday at DJing, and Carla Hassett was performing amazing. You were there.
Yeah.
And there was a guy who came in and was asking for money while they were performing. They're having one of our benefits, too, towards the end.
I was on the phone with my mom and my cell phone outside, and he goes, "Excuse me." And I knew what he wanted because I see him all the time. I go, and I just ignored him, and he goes, "Excuse me." And I go, "Dude, I'm on the phone." He goes, "Just one moment." I go, "No, I'm on the phone with my mom." And I just had to – it's like Andrea and I talk about it all the time because, you know, living downtown, you walk down the street, people are constantly bugging you.
Yeah.
What are they left alone?
You know, and I don't mind being asked. It's more the – I mean, you know, they're just trying to get – paid, you know, like, so you gotta do what you gotta
they're
do,
being
but
persistent.
It's like it's the intrusive ask, it's the, you know, the stepping in with your story thing, you know, like cutting into the conversation or going up to someone who's performing live.
Right,
that's out of control. But we love downtown, we love Lost Souls Cafe, we love killradio.org, and tonight
we love ourselves most of all.
Well, Mark loves himself enough for the both of us. Me, I'm I'm a self-hating Jew.
That's a redundancy, John.
I have issues. I'm willing to admit it. I have issues. I have issue.
Issue.
I have one issue, but I'm not going to share it with you right now.
All
right. So earlier I played Dawn Shipley. She's going up at 7:40 tonight, and then at 8:10, I think I schedule them every half hour, something like that, because they're short sets, because it's all acoustic, you know, we won't have a lot of setup and everything.
Not 8:11.
Might be 8:15. Is Johanovich von Woken, who I found through the Hear Hear circuit. He submitted music, and then I also recently had him on Is Good, which you can download his interview from myspace.com/thisisgood. So I'll play a couple tracks from his 2008 promo CD. He doesn't have an album out quite yet, but hopefully he'll have some of these CDs available at the show tonight.
Cool.
And hopefully you will be there to enjoy it. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. This is Johanovich von Woken.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that's the way it is. So, you know, yeah. Johanovich von Woken.
Well, so far, John,
I want to say Woken, but it's Woken.
Johanovich so far, von Woken. Both these artists, I just knowing that space, that Lost Souls Cafe downtown, how that space is, it's going to sound really nice in there.
And it's great because everybody that we have playing tonight is so different and so talented. And it's just going to be totally schizophrenic, tripped out night. It's going
to
be awesome.
I'll try not to talk so much in between sets so we keep, you know, the positive vibe going.
Yeah, absolutely. Because your talking ruins a lot. It does.
It doesn't really ruin. It just kind of destroys.
Entropy.
Takes away and doesn't give back.
Yeah. But that's okay.
What were those two tracks I heard?
They're called...
Do Your Job.
Omnid and You Fall. And they're off his 2008 promo, which I think is called Astaire. And he will hopefully have some CDs for us. We're going to try to set up... We haven't been doing it recently because it just hasn't been practical. But I think tonight we're going to set up a table so that the bands can sell their merch. And so all the musicians that you're going to hear, you can pick up some of their music. So that'll be fun.
We'll also be doing the free mammograms and testicular cancer exams. I'll be doing the testicular cancer ones, of course, and John will be doing the mammograms.
I'm not giving anybody a free mammogram.
No, not even me?
No.
You know, men can get breast cancer too, you know.
Then
you have to choose mammogram for me or prostate cancer exam.
Well, which one?
You have to pick one.
Can I just give you a free t-shirt?
No, because they don't
it's
fit.
Cool.
It
says killradio.org on it. It says Kill Corporate Radio.
Yeah.
Kill and,
Radio.
And we have the
Kill
cool...
Radio checked my proc.
I got an enema at a Kill Radio event.
And this was the t-shirt to make me feel better about it. When you come down to it, it more felt like rape.
Oh, my God. I was violated by killradio.org and all I got was this lousy t-shirt. Anything going on in the news today?
I haven't looked at the news today.
They're making this big deal out of Obama's passport breach. You didn't hear about that?
Oh, the people that... it wasn't him that breached. It was someone else.
No, yeah. It was the State Department. Basically, some people working there, like, you know, took some naughty peeks at his passport file, which I guess you're not supposed to do. And apparently the same thing happened to Clinton.
Same thing happened to Britney with her medical records. What is going on in America?
I know. When Britney's not safe, none of us are safe.
No.
Especially if she's behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah.
So. And then there was something interesting about McCain referring to a Jewish holiday as Halloween, but I missed the whole story. Yeah. No, not as being like Halloween. Well, you know what? Let's go back to music, and then we'll read the news, and then we'll come back, and we'll be, like, really smart and stuff.
And then, since everyone knows that we're going to do some new stuff coming, we're going to lose all our listeners, so we'll come back to, like, crickets.
This is the Kill Radio all-submission, only-submission show. If you're just now tuning in, people send us their music. We play it on the internet airwaves, and we enjoy it.
And if you want to find out how to submit to the show, just go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/hearhear, H-E-A-R _H-E-R-E. All the info there is there, how to submit a CD, how to submit an MP3 or 2 or 3 or 4. And then also what information we need along with that submission. But let's go to music now. These are people who actually submitted correctly. So this is the end product. This is a band called Bikini Science. They're based here in Los Angeles. MySpace.com/Bikini Science. Track's called I Need You, John.
What? You need me?
No. I was just trying to be funny, but wasn't really going anywhere. You know, I'm all about taking risks. I took a major risk there. Isn't that amazing?
You have to trust your fellow actors.
Yeah.
That they'll be paying attention, which I wasn't.
Let's go to it now. This is, again, I Need You with Bikini Science out of Los Angeles, based here in Los Angeles, our fair city. You're listening to here on KillRadio.org.
Meow.
Three-piece suits and your spit-shine shoes. Lousy blueprints never should have used. Still trying to pick apart the clues. You didn't even buy an eye.
That is Pilgrim Speakeasy. The artist is originally from London, UK, but he's now in, I'm just going to pronounce it the way that I would know how to pronounce it, but Copenhagen, Finland. That last track was Pursuit of Happiness. And then again, myspace.com/pilgrimspeakeasy. And then before that again was Bikini Science, based here in Los Angeles, myspace.com/bikiniscience. The track was called I Need You. And I'm looking at you blankly. This was a TV show. It would have its moments.
Of odd weirdness.
As opposed to normal weirdness.
Whose fucking line is it anyway?
We just stare at each other blankly like... I have nothing more to say. And if you have nothing more to say, that's fine with me. I'm willing to just be quiet for a moment.
So my dad was visiting recently, and we were talking about the economy and stuff, and he was saying how this generation is like among the first generations in American history that can't expect its children to do better than them.
Right.
And that's kind of scary. Because it's true. Because I'm not doing as well as my parents were when they were my age.
No, my age.
My parents at my age, they had kids, they had property, they had a business.
Yep.
I have, I do have cats. And
it's
I take good care of them. They're so wonderful. But,
got a hot wife.
I do. I got a hot wife. I got check. Got that. Got that taken care of. I'm just, embroiled in no biz instead of show biz at the moment. I do this show, which pays me handsomely. No.
And what?
It hands me payingly. It does something. It fulfills my creative urges. Ew. It sounded dirty. You're listening to Here Here on killradio.org.
Or maybe you're no longer with us.
You heard it on Here Here on killradio.org. This is the all submission, only submission show. All the music that comes in through the Kill Radio mailbox and through the
internet
magic Kill Radio
waves,
email
blah, blah, blah.
Thingamajiggy gets played, and we are pleased. We are happy to do it.
Yes,
we are. Today is we're making a big deal out of the show that we're promoting tonight, Friday, March 21st at Lost Souls Cafe. It is a benefit fundraiser. Save Our Station, Please concert, part of a monthly series we've been doing for a year now. And we have four great artists performing acoustically tonight. Dawn Shipley, who we heard earlier in the show, Johanovich von Wilken, who we heard earlier in the show, Shane Hunter, who you're about to hear, and John West. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a $5 cover, 124 West 4th Street, downtown LA, the Old Bank District of Los Angeles.
Yep.
And I guess I'll go to music right now. Shane Hunter was a listener of Kill Radio back in the day, and he found me on MySpace. Well, I've been here for a few years, and it was a few years ago that he contacted me and said, hey, I really dig your show. Check out my music. Checked out his music, and he's just a fantastic rapper who works with really good producers. Making great beats. He comes from like a really great kind of old school tradition of rap, like Tribe Called Quest kind of vibe that's kind of rare these days. And he's been a guest on Is Good. He's been played on Here, and I'm very excited to. He doesn't perform live very often, and I'm excited to see him perform tonight. And I highly recommend everybody buy his CD Conditions and Shifts, which I'm sure he'll have for sale tonight at the show.
Yay!
So he should be going up. Let's see. 7:40, 8:15, 8:50.
What happened?
You're
not normally the stickler to time like I am. I'm the total fucking fascist Nazi with the time, and normally
whatever. But last time I got totally burned, and it was like 9:45, and they were about to close, and I still had a band to put on,
right.
And I felt really bad about it. So now I'm trying to be more strict about it. Anyway, this is Shane Hunter. MySpace.com/MC Shane Hunter, and here's a couple of tracks for you. You're listening to Here on killradio.org.
Here is a good summation. On the cliche, would you want one of them to marry your sister? Yeah. Now, I would like to do this. You have the choice of spending 15 years married to a woman, a black woman, or a white woman. And these two women are about the same age bracket, so it's not an unfair comparison. 15 years with a black woman or 15 years with a white woman? The white woman is Kate Smith, and the black woman is Lena Horne. So you are not concerned with black or white anymore, are you?
Then the devil is six, and if the devil is six, that means that God is seven, and that would put me at four. And what's more is that would mean something to my own slice, Kevin. You're making effigies of me, you're putting fire to them toast. S to the T to the crooked eye to them. I do them like I've always done everyone else. Otherwise, I close my eyes and fucking murder myself. Can't forget it what the Santa Gash's name was. Didn't get it, but she think a motherfucker was shame, huh? She make an effigy of me, you put a fire to it. Put the match to my cat, cause she knows how I do it. I would do it like I've always done everyone else. And hit the shit if I were a ruler with the ruler himself. Not rape, but that's the shit I will be listening to. Indian girl for sure while you glisten and move. And then there's the occasional Philistine on the sidewalk with snide talk of a skeleton. I suppose that's all he knows, and I suppose I'd be compassionate if I didn't want to flick his own and fucking bash it in. Crazy frustrated, wasting time with me, I won't be regulated. People watch me put the demon in demonstration. Take with the papers, these broadcasts are shaky. Blacked out, dumb, fuzzy, crooked five to them toast. M to the D to the 20 times to them. I do them like I've always done everyone else. And you can burn me if you want, but I will find you in hell.
United States of America is the world. United States of America is the world.
There's heavy ponding on the free range and out on the tiles. I'm headed downhill for the next 17 miles with a shovel in the back, a shoebox of cassettes. Dignity, your punk bitches, butterfly for rest. In the window from the 18, obscuring the view. Peshawar, they got stalls, good for curing the flu. Was a sticker with the dog's head, a vicar with the calm head, a mystic with the thousand words, and me is a dog's head. Out of Venice for the price of a slice of pizza pie, hold the mic because I'm nicer than nice. And a triangular dread of my Frank and Clyde. Trotting over spaces unsanctified. I take a nice warm sponge and with all kinds of love. I clean the city from a sneaker, forefinger, and thumb to make the handoff successfully. Blissfully aware of the stairs from the mayors and me and my good friends. I got Bear and Big Bear, my derriere, and I will end this derision with the various plans. Super bad, short shot, shit, shit. I'm raising roofs like rolling trusses, and such is my steez. I want so many battles, fucking medals, hanging down to my knees. Bitch, please, what's it gonna be? Free your written shit. All the way I'll shine, what is mine is fucking sickening. I smoke the chalice and got my own religion. Keeping on and write my songs along division. Tickle pink when my pickle beats arrive on the post. You can see through these screws cause they transparent like ghosts. But that's dope, it makes me look that much better. I got love and overstanding, wrap families together. Sever my ties and burn my bridges for the fuck of it. Jones will get high like folks in Desert Hills is fucking it. Fucking with the dose plus my flows go cool fast. And your shit is rat like them holes that you cast. And drop jewels like I'm running out of tombs of kings. You like the shooter around behind me cause you ain't dropping a fucking thing. SCH, I'm bringing greatness through the session, rather be seen stepping in shit than half stepping to pack weapons. Is one thing I bring my spiral bound, collecting pounds on the strength of my recite. And as far as I can tell, you must be high on dust. I'm watching you motherfuckers cover like blush. You're real like rouge, and you're just about as skin deep, about as permanent. And every word of it offends me. As far as I can tell, you're fucking high on dust. Watching you motherfuckers cover like blush. You're real like rouge, and you're just about as skin deep, about as permanent. And every word of it offends me. I turn the cipher inside. Side out your act with doubt about your being, and your being hearing whether or not you should start speaking. If you want, but I strongly advise against it. I bring fresh shit like Bandini and pain like a dentist. I'm a menace in the clubs, drunk bumping into kids, asking everyone to battle. I'm falling all their bitches. Switches in the porta potty now, I'm even sharper not. Yo, man, you see Ethan Erland in the parking lot. Somebody, anybody, everybody screams. Viral bound, think like Rick and Broads, filled with things. So number three on the phone, sometimes I start on myself. I rock the party at four, although it started at 12. I swear to hell I got you crabbed as a Jesus Mary Mercy. Freak the fucking track like I'm Jackie Joyner Kersey on shit. So kick your little words and do it clearly, so that when I demand your friends will see just how severely you were bested. Deafer than children of a lesser god. I'm deaf like Marley Matlin with some earmuffs on. All I wanna do is get loose, rock my rhymes, have a drink, and baby, cook my goose. I'm fucking liquid, lifted, fly without wings. I couldn't tell you where the motherfucking ground used to be. As far as I can tell, you must be high on dust. I'm watching you motherfuckers cover like plush. You're real like Bruce, and you're just about as skin deep, about as permanent, and every word of it offends me. As far as I can tell, you fucking high on dust. Watching you motherfuckers cover like plush. Real like Rouge, and you're just about as skin deep, about as permanent, and every word of it offends me.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That was Shane Hunter, myspace.com/MC Shane Hunter. He's going to be performing tonight around, what did I say, 8:50? 10 to 9 at Lost Souls Cafe for our Kill Radio benefit show brought to you by Hear Hear and isgoodmusic.com. If you want to check out an interview with Shane Hunter, and that includes a really incredible acoustic live performance here on in the Kill Radio studio, drop by myspace.com/thisisgood. You can find the link to it there. And that was a good episode of the show. Anyway, myspace.com/hearhear, HEAR_HERE, is where you can get all the information on this show, how to submit, how to send a CD, how to send an MP3, and, you know,
and what to send with it.
And what to send with it, because Mark is a stickler for that. Mark puts the stick in stickler when it comes to that sort of thing.
Yes. And likewise, the opposite is true.
Yes. The opposite of what?
No, I was trying to say something, but now to explain it would just be stupid, so.
Was it a veiled penis thing?
Yes, of course.
Good. Good to know. Dude, I auditioned for this commercial the other day.
Dude!
And at, for a...
Dude,
for
don't
Taco
call me
Bell.
Dude!
In fact, listen. So, this is for Taco Bell, and the dialogue was so awful. They're like, these guys sitting at this table, at, you know, guy night, you know, steak night or whatever, and, and they're talking about how this girl is an 8, and the other guy's like, no way is she an 8, she's a 4 at best, you know, and she's not that hot or whatever.
Right.
And then my line was, 4? What are you, Ray Charles? She's at least an 8. And I'm reading this line, I'm thinking, that is so not cool, you know?
Oh my God.
I'm like, is that funny? Is that like, and of course, so I got the callback, and then I did the callback yesterday, and the dialogue was totally different.
Of course.
Somebody must have complained. But I was thinking during the whole like little rehearsal process before the audition, I was thinking like all sorts of other things I could say that would fit in line with their thinking. Like, you know, what are you, Helen Keller? She's totally an 8. You know, what are you, a midget or something that doesn't make any sense? You know, like, it's so funny how like the writing can get to the point where they're actually casting and they're making, like, you know, derogatory, you know, references to blind people.
God.
And this is like corporate America. Like, how can they be so, pardon the pun, blind to that?
Well,
like, let it get that far that I'm actually like auditioning for a piece for some major corporation and going, what are you, Ray Charles?
But I mean, have you ever worked?
He's blind.
I mean, have you ever technically worked in corporate America? I mean, technically I have.
No, I guess technically I've never actually.
So, I mean, you know, you could still be your stupid asshole individual, totally ignorant, xenophobic, you know, white-centric and all that kind of bullshit, and then be within the confines of corporate America, and stuff slips through, of course, because...
I guess because I was raised in corporate America, I have this, like, indoctrinated sense that they can't be as incompetent as they appear, that it must be my fault for thinking that they are as such. So whenever something happens, like... You know, like Blackwater or like, you know, anything that Halliburton does where it's just like, how can they not know how retarded that is? My assumption is
didn't
that there's some
flaw.
Didn't
you see No End in Sight?
I didn't. Oh. I didn't. But I mean, it's true. I mean, that's how it's presented. It's like when they make a mistake, it's like some – whenever a white-collar crime happens, it's some like fluke. You know, whenever a blue-collar crime happens, it's because, you know, the city is tough.
Yeah.
You know.
It's rampant.
So, yeah. But
uh-oh.
Oh, what was that thing about?
You said,
yeah,
but
I saved you there.
When you said, but
you know the whole thing about
yes,
Spitzer.
Yes.
And the prostitution we were talking about last week. So now his replacement has taken it upon himself to confess to the public that he had an affair and that his wife had also had an affair. And then he essentially kind of blamed her for his affair. And she's just sort of standing there with him like, yeah, I fucked a guy. Yeah. And
what does it matter?
And what does it matter, right?
Like, they resolved it.
Politics has gotten down to this point where it's like, well, maybe if I'm really upfront about all my unethical transgressions, then it won't come back to bite me in the ass later.
Right.
Maybe. Maybe that's how it's got to be. Maybe someone takes the oath in office, that's the first thing they should do is like give us a laundry list.
To go back to your Ray Charles line, I mean, technically he has very poor eyesight. I mean, did he really know he was having an affair at the time of the affair? Did he think it was actually with his wife? That would be the argument I would make on his behalf. Thank you very much.
He
didn't see where I was going with that.
No, I was like, what? That was kind of weird.
But does that make sense? I mean, technically, he's legally blind. That's one of the things about him. He's like, since FDR, he's the first person kind of in politics to actually be technically disabled.
Who?
The replacement to, what's his name? I want to say Parsons.
Right.
The Elliot Spitzer's replacement in New York, the governor. So, I mean, the whole affair thing, I mean, it's all about the timing. When it happens when you're in office, okay, then there's maybe an issue. Maybe not. Because, again, it's a private thing.
It's a private thing as long as it's not happening in the office with an office employee.
But
then
see,
it's a public
thing. That's why I guess you'll never be able to know that. I mean, look at Villaraigosa with his affair that he had. You know, this is technically, I think, the second time he actually has had an affair. First time was when I think she was getting cancer surgery or something. I think I remember something. But, you know, it makes you, because of the way it was done, you know, the way he went about it while he was in office and people saw him at her apartment all the time in the Valley, just kind of wonder, like, it makes me question his judgment. Like, if he's going to be that stupid with that, is he being stupid in other areas? That's where I start having a question mark over my head.
And that's why I think about Bush. Like, if you're going to illegally invade a country and start a war, are you going to be crafty about it or really stupid about it?
And we would hope crafty, but you know, he wasn't an architect of that war. He kind of gave it up to Wolfowitz, Cheney. Who's the third guy? Wolfowitz, Cheney, Rumsfeld.
Yeah, architect is not a word I would use to describe the president.
No. I really shouldn't even be used to describe those three clowns and what they did. And that, when you see, if you get a chance to see that documentary, No End in Sight, it really kind of just plays it all out.
I will have to Netflix that bastard.
It's one of the things you have to do kind of as a responsibility. You don't want to do it. It's going to be a chore.
I went through this phase
where
I was...
you're going to be glad to see, you saw it.
Where I was Netflixing
feeding back a little bit.
All these anti-war documentaries,
uh-huh.
And I got really, really sick of it all. Not sick of
just
anti-war documentaries,
war.
But just sick of just like the world, you know? Like I can't... I reach a threshold because I'm pretty, you know, I'm pretty politically minded.
Mm-hmm.
I try to keep up with the news, but you know, there's only so much you can take before you just, you know, you want to just turn on Grand Theft Auto and just start picking people off. So
thank you,
it.
By the way. That's what I've been playing a lot lately. I've been putting in the cheat code.
I know. Ever since I gave you my Xbox, you've been talking my ear off about what you're doing, the video games. I don't have video games to play, so I can't even relate to your frame of mind.
I've been doing this Chico where it's basically LA riots and all the people. And what happens when you die, you end up at the hospital. You know, you renew at the hospital, but you have no weapons.
Right.
So I got to book it to a safe place while everyone's trying to shoot me randomly.
We all know what
each
that's
other.
Like.
We've all been there. And
but
then,
you know, it's like the other day with Shannon, I was starting to tell you the story, and we had to go back in the air, where Shannon sent me this link to this house in Maui that's for sale, this $1 million house. It's this like small, cute little thing right on the beach, you know. And she sent me this email. I saw it. I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. And then she comes home. She's like, did you see the email? I'm like, yeah, but I didn't really open it. Oh, you got to open it. Okay, so I open it. And yeah, it's this house on the beach. And it's got all these pictures of the interior. And she's like, you got to look at the pictures. Isn't that beautiful? And then look at that. And then look at this. And finally, I turned to her and said, I can't pretend to be interested in this anymore. You've got to stop assuming that this is something interesting to me. Where the furniture is in a house I'll never own is never going to be interesting to me. I can understand, I can appreciate that it's interesting to you, but I can only pretend for so long. You know, you can send me what the email and I'll tell you I got it, but don't make me sit here and look at the pictures of it and then act like, oh, wow, that's beautiful, because it's not going to happen.
Well, what was the reaction? Did she punch you or did she go, that's funny, John?
No, then we did it. Yeah.
I was going to say, did she deny you sex?
No.
She goes, oh, I love it when you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah, I love it when you're...
Fuck me, John.
I love it when you put your foot down. No, she
finally,
laughed, you know.
I've been waiting for you to put your foot down for 3 months.
I love it when you show
months.
Your spine, you turd.
Fucking puss. that sounds like the show we normally do.
It's a happy marriage. It is. Let's go back to music, because we got lots more to play for you, and this is a music show.
That's right.
This is not a How Great My Life Is show.
Yeah. This is a band from London, UK, called The Gin Riots. We got two tracks from them, myspace.com/TheGinRiots. This first track is I Didn't Mean It, and then that will be followed by The Polka. You're listening to The Gin Riots on HearHearKillRadio.org.
Woohoo!
Beauty.
Gin Riots, KillRadar.org. That last track we just heard was The Polka. Before that, we heard I Didn't Mean It. Gin Riots are based out of London, UK. MySpace.com/TheGinRiots. John?
I'm totally hooked on the V TV series now. I think I was talking about this last week.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about it some more.
Could you please? I don't think
you know what's so cool about it is it's got Robert Englund in it. You know who that is?
Yeah, you would find that cool, yeah.
And, you know, he played Freddy Krueger. But this was before even the first Nightmare on Elm Street came out.
Oh, my God. This is a
and
really...
And so he played this, like... It was, like, 1984. And he's, you know, he played this, like, dorky good guy alien. And, like, the whole joke with him is that he uses the wrong words for stuff. Because, you know, English isn't his first language. But he speaks with a perfect accent. So it's really funny. So it's sort of like he's trying to say this guy's a hero. And he's like, thanks, man. You're a real zero. And just has it with a true
straight face. So there's malapropisms, if that's the term, if you know that term for that.
Well, I do now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It actually comes from English theater. There's a character in a play that did that.
Mm.
From the restoration, or I'm just going to take over and hijack right now.
No, you know what's also cool is Michael Ironside is in it. And if you don't, you know who he is.
No.
He's what they call the poor man's Jack Nicholson. Uh-huh. He was like... He's, like, in tons of B-science fiction movies. He's just this super actor, but for some reason is always just associated with B-science fiction.
Yeah.
And so he's the poor man's Jack Nicholson. Because he really is as good as Jack Nicholson, and he kind of looks like him.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, Shannon is the best, because she plays along. So we're, like, watching this, like, 80s science fiction thing, and there's no way she could be as into it as I am. You know, she could only be as into it as I might be at looking at pictures of interior design of a house in Maui that I'll never own.
She plays along better than you do, basically.
Oh, definitely. So she's, like, going on about the relationships in the story and what they mean and, like, how she hopes this character falls in love with that character and stuff like that. And I love
funny.
Her. She's just
That's
the best.
Just funny, girly stuff to do.
Yeah, but it's great because she's doing it because we're talking about people that, you know, they look like people, but underneath they're actually reptiles.
Wow.
So... She's taking it as seriously as I am, and bless her soul.
Well, that reminds me real quick that, and I just have to do it, even though it doesn't really matter, fourth and final season of Battlestar Galactica starts in a couple weeks, and I'm very excited.
And when is the Shield coming back? This is something we need to get to the bottom of.
Yeah.
Oh, one more thing about V. Because it's in 1984, it's so... entrenched in the Cold War mentality.
Oh.
So the aliens, these visitors, are so obviously a metaphor for communist Russia. In fact, they're even all wearing red suits. And, like, there's all this great little political stuff that, you know, makes very little sense now, but probably was very poignant then.
Right.
And that's all I wanted to say about that.
Great. Thank you so much,
and
John. I'm glad you feel so comfortable with me and the audience that you pretty much will just... turn off your filter and just share pretty much fucking anything.
Absolutely anything.
And not really think about how
and
you
sound. And let me tell you, No, I'm not going to go there. Well, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go to music is what I'm going to do.
Great idea.
Because the music is much better than anything I have to say today. John West is our special guest. I've been putting off saying who's our special guest tonight because he's had a lot of big shows and I didn't want to interfere with his promo stuff because this is a guy that you would normally... pay 10, 15 bucks to see, 20 bucks at some much bigger, more impressive venue. And we're going to let you come and donate $5 to killradio.org to check him out and play a little acoustic set for us. So I'm very excited about this. MySpace.com/JohnPeterWest is the MySpace for him. And check out his music. This is from his October LP. And I'm going to play a few tracks for you. And we'll be right back on Hear Hear on killradio.org.
You're far, far away from me. I don't know much about you, but I like what I see. And we don't have to judge each other, no. We could just be, we could just breathe, wait and see. But in the meantime, would you mind if I told you I loved you tonight? Because it seems when you're close to me, it's gonna be alright, yeah. And Would you mind if I told you I loved you just for tonight? Because it seems when you're close to me, it's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. We've been in love before, haven't we? Yeah. But past love's like past lives, it seems to me. We don't have to fear this moment. We can go slow, see where this goes, 'cause you never know. But in the meantime, would you mind if I told you I loved you tonight? 'Cause it seems when you're close to me, it's gonna be alright. Yeah. And would you mind if I told you I loved you just for tonight? 'Cause it seems when you're close to me, it's gonna be alright. 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 My day, I told her softly that maybe she could stay. It feels so right to feel like this, 'cause after all, ignorance is bliss. And if she stayed a while, then packed the things, that's why I sing. I live like she wanted me to, 'cause I thought I was in love with you. I thought I was in love. I thought I was in love with you. I thought I was, I thought I was. Next love, I tried to look with both eyes open, hoping that I would find myself a better half. Let's do the math and take away the point of view. And she blinded me, I stumbled in, I fell for her once again. I live like she wanted me to, 'cause I thought I was in love with you. I thought I was in love with you. Maybe you thought you was in love too, but I thought I was in love with you. Thought I was. And so last love I had, last thing I needed. But who was gonna tell me that if it was real, then I should feel somebody giving it back to me. So it's a shame, no need to blame. We play these games whether we know. I live like she wanted me to, 'cause I thought I was in love with you. I thought I was in love with you. I thought I was in love with you. Maybe you thought you was in love too, but I thought I was in love. I thought I was. I thought I was. Yeah. It's like I thought I was in love. I was in love. I thought I was in love with you. I thought I was in love. I thought I was in love with you. I thought I was. I thought I was.
And we're back on here on killradio.org.
Welcome back.
And I almost said, and my guest today is...
Oh, right.
Because I'm so used to doing that. That was John West. He's going to be performing tonight, headlining, if you will, at the Lost Souls Cafe, Kill Radio, here is good, benefit, fundraiser, charity event. $5 suggested donation. Help us out so we can keep our studio space and keep our equipment going.
In the top notch shape.
You know, make it so that we can achieve anything.
You need help right now, and I'm not willing to help you. I'm just focusing what I'm doing right now and just see where you end up.
Anyway, there's a there's a Kill Radio benefit show tonight. You should go to it. It starts at 7:30 and it ends at 10. And that's all I have to say about that.
I'm embarrassed.
I want to give you some Is Good news, actually. Isgoodmusic.com is in beta testing now, so you can actually go there to the website and start filling in a profile if you want. You can sign up as a fan. You can sign up as a band. Not everything is working yet. We're not launched yet, but you know we're dealing with real data. So if you're listening and you want to check out isgoodmusic.com, go for it. I think if you go to isgoodmusic.com/index.php, you can get in there and screw around with the site a bit and help us as we get this much closer to launch. In other Is Good Music news, the radio show, which is normally on Thursday mornings, where I interview a band and have them perform acoustically, it's booked now through the end of June, and we have lots of great artists coming up. And I know this Sunday I have a band called Lenly coming in, and then on Monday a band Sarah Melson.
Oh, nice!
She's played at the Here
really talented
benefits for us, and
she's really good.
So lots of good stuff
she
happening on the Is
very
Good front.
First.
Was it the first one? I don't think it was the first one.
It was the first one. It was the very first one we did.
I remember she had a guy playing a really interesting instrument. It was like a harp it was some sort of string instrument.
Triangle.
Stand up, yeah.
I don't remember.
No. Anyway, yeah. So yeah. Great. Lots happening.
Good.
Mark.
I have nothing to say. I'm ready to go to music.
Go to music then.
Okay. This
Maybe
is
we'll
a band that I met
today.
Remember when Douglas Lee kinda crashed Kill Radio and was wanting to be interviewed on your show, but you didn't have the time to do it, so Douglas Lee was on Katrina's show, and then she had separately asked him to...
Oh, who does the Chinese Instruments Station?
I guess he was raised in Oklahoma, but now he lives in China. But he performed at Lost Souls kind of last minute, and he invited this band called Queb, based here in Venice Beach. And they're really good. I got their CD, so I wanted to play that for everyone now. This is two tracks from Queb. Again, they're based just down the street in Venice Beach, California. MySpace.com/Queb. We're going to hear two tracks, Soft in the Middle and then The Unknown Show. You are listening to Queb on Here, killradio.org.
You say I'm soft in the middle like a warm cherry pie. I was already there. I say it's fairly fundamental that your vanity's the cross I bear. You say I'm short on attraction, though I'm aging like the cheese and wine. I say you live for the reaction, like you're swinging in on a vine. You say I'm somewhat controlling, like the yoke. Contrary on the same marquee, but withdraw to a stage long gone. With a show that inexplicably keeps going on, play for me.
confession could drop the devil in a face. You say I'm trapped in a theory that defies gravity. I say it's evident that clearly you're the purchase with no guarantee. You say I'm slow like molasses, though admittedly I'm kinda sweet. Contrary on the same marquee, but we're drawn to a stage long gone. Where the show that inexplicably keeps going on, bring it on home.
Unknown show. in from the Jersey side. Dizzy like a kid on a carnival ride. Rain falls where the rubble lies. A lingering reminder of our broken skies. While we march down to Madison Square. A worthy demonstration that would lead nowhere. Well, there's just one thing that I need to know. How do we resume the unknown show? I flew like a startled bird to my home where the angels have the final word. As I walked under moonlight on the Venice beach, I thought, my God, is my sanity on the breach? Then I watched my landlord change the front door locks as I stood in the corner with a cat in the box. I really must confess I almost didn't go, but I had to find the meaning of the unknown show. Southern slew. The engine's really not the only thing we blew. Let's go to Santa Fe. Well, I think I heard a song that said we'll be okay. One more line before I finally go. I see the lights are flashing for the unknown show.
Welcome back. That was the band Queb out of Venice Beach, California, just right down the street from us.
It is not right down the street from us. Venice Beach is about an hour and a half.
Well, with traffic, yeah.
With traffic.
Yeah.
But without traffic, it's about 5 minutes away.
Distance-wise, it's about, what, 15
20
miles?
20 miles, maybe.
Something around
25
that,
miles.
Yeah. It's a big town we live in. That track was called The Unknown Show. Before that was Soft in the Middle. Again, they're based out of Venice Beach, which we have conflicting kind of accounts of how close or far it is here. But
well, it's closer than Scotland.
Thank you, John. You are very helpful. Your assistance today will not go unnoted.
I'm off my game today. I don't know.
Their MySpace page is myspace.com/queb, Q-U-E-B-B. And...
Well, I'm going to play a little more music, one more track, but we'll sign off at the end of that song. So why don't we...
So stay for the sign-off because it's the best part of the show.
Well, should I recap the whole thing about the benefit and everything? Or should we play the
We've
song and
then
do that
We've only
said
it 20 times.
End?
Let's make it 21. Go for it.
So now or after the song?
You're going to do it again then anyways, so just
No,
do it
but
now
I don't want
then.
To. I'm going to play a song for you.
Let's talk about what we're not going to do.
Rich Ferguson has been played on here before, and he was recently a guest on Is Good, and I just wanted to give him a little extra airplay, one, because he's really talented, and two, because he was kind enough to preemptively donate to the Kill Radio Benefit Show because he couldn't be in attendance tonight. So hopefully that makes you feel guilty enough that you will be in attendance tonight, and we'll help raise some funds for killradio.org. This is a Rich Ferguson, spoken word artist, myspace.com/RichFerguson. He has this great album called Where I Come From with lots of different vibes and different sounds, really good writing. So stick around. We'll be right back. Here, killradio.org.
It was at 8th and Agony. There was blood in the streets and someone screaming out, I am sorry. I am sorry for everything. Or maybe it was Kansas, the two of us driving down the highway. Everything was rolling and green, and we were surrounded by hunger and the hiss of electricity. Or maybe it was San Francisco, the rain coming down like words in a suicide note, standing there speaking the name of a woman. A woman who scatters shadows like birds as she descends from the sky with a kiss.
No, no, wait, it was a telephone. That's it. It was a telephone.
There was a night without stars. It could have been the coffin already come. It could have been some hallelujah dog gone hungry. It could have been thunder beaten down and crying for the moon. It could have been some girl in a short skirt, Sunset Strip Friday night, looking for speed and free drinks. It could have been the way you told her with your eyes that you had nothing for her.
Up that telephone to make a call.
It could have been me, it could have been you, gone ghost, betrayed by the machine of desires. Desires burning, turning like those wheels in the middle of bad America, the place where dreams lose their virginity before they even know the alphabet, before they even have time to say, give me a chance to think about this.
Me picking up that telephone to make a call. The telephone was ringing.
Or maybe it was the singing, like that heroine in the red dress with her rabid orgasms and sex beat circus. Or maybe it was the magnet of pain that brought us together in the first place. And before this night is over, it could end so violently. Or not. Not go out on a bullet, but a nod. The John Doe of nods. Toe-tagged at the morgue of melancholy. Unknown.
Alone. No, 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 wait. It was the telephone. The telephone was ringing. There was the sound of a voice. Hello? It was the sound of my voice. Because it was you who was calling me. Calling me to say.
It could have been the crying. It could have been the dying. It could have been that old woman on a Greyhound. Sunday morning, New Mexico, waking you from sleep with her talk of Jesus coming back as an Indian, living on some holy-headed reservation. Or maybe it was the two of us turning into dust and leaves, drifting away every time we speak. And every day, I try to read the newspaper, smoke signals, the tarot, tea leaves, billboards, the shuttle of horses to know who, what, or where we are. No, 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 wait, it was the telephone. It was me picking up that telephone to make a call. Hello? You who was calling me to say goodbye for the last time. Okay, for the last time there was a telephone. It was ringing, it was hello. Because it was you who was calling me to say goodbye for the last time. Because the last time there was a telephone. It was me picking up that hello. Okay, for the last time. It was you who was calling me to say goodbye for the last time. It was you who was calling me to say goodbye for the last time. It was you who was calling me to say goodbye for the last time. It was you who was calling me to say goodbye for the last time.
Here, here, killradio.org. Nice. That's Rich Ferguson, myspace.com/RichFerguson from his album Where I Come From. That was a song called Ape and Agony. And thanks a lot, Rich, for letting us play your music on killradio.org. So let me thank the bands that we played today. Rich Ferguson, Queb, John West, The Gin Riots, Shane Hunter, Pilgrim Speakeasy, Bikini Science, Johanovich von Woken, Karoshi Lovers, Don Shipley, and Tadashi Goto. And again,
we should also...
Please.
If I could interject, sorry.
Please interject.
You know, it is, you know, since it is basically our 2-year anniversary to do the show, we should thank all the bands that have submitted since the beginning. It's been a quick 2 years.
Okay, I'd like to thank Death to Anders. that's going to take
that
forever.
That would be amazing to
it's
try
been,
to
what?
Figure that
it's
out.
It's been about 400 bands, I think. 400 different artists have submitted over the past two
Easily.
Years.
Easily.
At least.
Easily. And then, maybe you know, like thank the listeners, too. You know, my mom listens all the time.
Yes, I'd like to thank your mom.
I need that positive reinforcement.
And Stacy from La Cañada.
Yeah, La Cañada, Flint Ridge. And that's
Santa
about
Barbara
all the
Moore
listeners.
And here, here, killradio.org, myspace.com/here, HEAR_HERE. If you'd like to hear your music on killradio.org, go to our MySpace page, and you can find all the instructions for that. It's pretty easy. Just send us music, and we play it. And tonight at Lost Souls Cafe, downtown L.A., we'll be doing a little... acoustic concert for the benefit of killradio.org to keep our nonprofit, independent, anti-corporate internet radio station live. we'll be hearing from music from Don Shipley, Johanovich von Woken, Shane Hunter, and John West. Doors are at 7:30. Suggested donation is $5, and we'll be giving away T-shirts and smiles. And I might even point at you and make that clicky sound. Hey, what's up?
I can't make that sound.
Yeah. So there you go. Wow. That's been our show. You've been listening to Here on killradio.org. Anything could be up next. We don't have a fucking clue.
We're going to figure it out right now.